I'm Lou Flores. The Buffalo Bills say defensive back DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during Monday's game against the Bengals in Cincinnati. The team tweeted a statement saying DeMar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest following a hit in our game versus the Bengals. It went on to say his heartbeat was restored to the field and he was transferred to the UC Medical Center for further testing and treatment. He is currently sedated and listed in critical condition. The 24-year-old Hamlin is in his second season with the Bills, who drafted him in the sixth round of the 2021 draft. He played college ball at Pitt. Some fan reaction.
It all stops when somebody gets hurt like that, and then the extent to assist the player, and then to have all the teammates from his bench and the Bengals bench come out and kneel around him to pray for him.
I've never heard a stadium so silent. Everyone, Bills fans, Cincinnati fans, came together at that moment, and our hearts go out to all the players.
NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent spoke with reporters on a conference call Monday night and added that it never crossed the league's mind to resume the game after Hamlin collapsed. The game was postponed following the tragic incident as he was receiving CPR on the field. Hamlin was rushed to a local hospital where he is listed in critical condition. A marketing rep and friend of Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, says his vitals are back to normal. Jordan Rooney posted on Twitter that Hamlin was put to sleep and a breathing tube was inserted and doctors are currently running tests. Hamlin collapsed on the field during Monday night's game between the Bills and the Bengals in Cincinnati. Here's the ESPN Monday Night Football call.
It was feverish. Players, some were watching, some were turned away.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy faces an uncertain path in his bid to be the next Speaker of the House. The chamber will vote to elect a new Speaker today under the incoming Republican majority. It's not clear if McCarthy will lock down the votes necessary to secure the gavel. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A winter storm is expected to move across the central plains and upper Midwest this week. It's projected to bring heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of the country. In the south, officials are warning of potential tornadoes. The snow is expected to hit the Great Lakes area by Tuesday, as heavy snow will be seen in parts of Minnesota. Freezing rain will also be felt in parts of Nebraska and Minnesota. A 24-hour public wake is being held for international soccer legend Pelé in Brazil. Thousands of Brazilians lined up to pay their respects at the stadium where Pelé played for soccer club Santos, just outside São Paulo. The procession will take his body past the home of his 100-year-old mother. The three-time World Cup champion died last week after a battle with cancer. The top-ranked Boilermakers are unbeaten no more. Purdue was upset at home by Rutgers 65-64 on a game-winning three-pointer by Cam Spencer with just 13.3 seconds remaining. The Scarlet Knights improved to 10-4 on the season. The Boilermakers dropped to 13-1. With the loss by Purdue, New Mexico is the last unbeaten in Division I college basketball. Penn State is celebrating its second-ever Rose Bowl victory and first since 1995. The 11th-ranked Nittany Lions knocked off 8th-ranked Utah 35-21 in the 109th edition of the Rose Bowl game in Pasadena. Sean Clifford threw for 279 yards and two touchdowns for Penn State, which ends its season at 11-2. Penn State's head coach James Franklin: this is a great end to a great season.
Just really proud of our guys. Offense, defense, and special teams really played a really good, complete game.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.